is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, welcome.
We're going to have fun today, Vince.
I knew that. Okay, John, I just got the internet back. First hour we were down. High-speed digital was down. The internet was down. But I think it's stable now, so I can go link by link with you. We're starting at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John Reagan's website. He has the resources posted for today. It says resources for USA Preparers, March 11th. That's where I am. The Financial State of the Union.com news page. John, please tell us where we're starting.
Well, let me start with saying some of the things we're not covering. We're not going to be talking about the budget that the president submitted last week. And I found it interesting. One of the comments he made is that the era of austerity is over. And if you think that his budgets before this were hardy, it's like, what does he have coming down the road? Mm-hmm. Today's March 11th, the third anniversary of Fukushima. I have not included anything on Fukushima. I think we already know that we got big problems there. We also had the monthly employment update or unemployment update. And we know that those numbers are lies. So those are things that we're not talking about. We're going to start off at the bottom with a bigger picture. And this kind of relates to what's going on with the Ukraine. And to bring in some items that's not really being discussed that much in the news, other than at the top of the hour I heard where Obama's trying to get China to take action against Russia, which is kind of interesting since they've already come out and said that Russia and China are in agreement over Ukraine. It's also interesting that China is in the same agreement to protect Ukraine from Russia as the UK and the United States are. But there's other things going on with China we need to look at. We already have talked about how China has been taking every bit of gold they can from the market, in addition to keeping all the gold that they're mining. They're going after resources in other countries, and this is where the first link under the bigger picture comes into play. I call it Welcome to Chafrica. I'm calling it Chinese Africa. Mm-hmm. The real title on the articles. Meanwhile, China quietly takes over Zimbabwe. And this article talks about all kinds of initiatives China has been taking in Africa. And in fact, there's a map in the article that shows Chinese investment offers in Africa since 2010. And there's just several dozen of these. While you know, we in the West aren't really doing much to prop up our resource chain, China is going after resource-rich Africa and shoring up their resource chain. In relation to that, the second link I've called and Ukraine, the same time that things were heating up between Russia and Ukraine, out comes this article China to lease, and in American terms, it's over 7 million acres of Ukrainian farmland. Now, Ukraine was known as the breadbasket of the Soviet Union, much like the Midwest here is known as the breadbasket of America. So food is becoming one of the critical resources in the world. And now this farmland that China is leasing is going to be going to feed the Chinese people. I suspect not very much of that food is going to be exported to other places in the world. Just another link in what China is doing. And along the lines of what's going on in Ukraine, there was this link that made me wonder, is the Ukraine insane? Which is the third link under bigger picture. It's reported that Ukraine, in the middle of the night, sent 33 tons of gold for safekeeping with the United States Fed. And it's like, what are they thinking? You know, Germany wants their gold back from the Fed. They've been able to get 5 tons of it back. Well, maybe Germany will get more back now that they've got Ukrainian gold on hand. It just makes you wonder what, you know, who made that decision?
John Reagan, I wouldn't trust the Federal Reserve with 1 ounce of gold. I don't get it.
There's so many pieces to...
Unless...
Go ahead.
This is really, really, really complex.
There's so many pieces to this puzzle. And it's a combination of factors. A lot of it is East versus West. We've also got the Middle Eastern Muslim factor in there, too. And most of what's going on is not in the best interest of your ordinary American. And...
As I look at Vladimir Putin, I really look at a macho, testosterone fueled guy. I mean, many people in the United States would prefer the image of Vladimir Putin over Barry. I mean, really. One guy is a martial artist, and the other guy tries to shoot hoops. One guy rides horseback, bare-chested, real macho image, and the other guy's got golf clubs. We've got a vacationer versus a hunter. Doesn't look good. I mean, I'm not impressed with our leadership. I don't believe a word that comes from Washington, not a single word. If Washington says it, I don't believe it. So we talked with General Vallely about the lies, the culture of lying. It's horrible. It's absolutely, and you know, we can't tell what's true in the news because there's so many lies. There's so much deception. And that's one of the things that we've been trying to teach over the last year at our meetups at Ziggy's. We're trying to show the truth and how you just flat out can't trust the old media. You can't trust them because they're complicit. They are bought and paid for by the government and by corporations. But this gold thing really bothers me. It appears that there's a shoring up of the relationship between Ukraine and the United States. Now, that doesn't bother me that there's a shoring up, but what bothers me is that there's the appearance that they need to shore this up. And that sounds like war. Is that where you're going with this, John?
War is one of the possibilities. However, with the picture of a document that was in the UK when they walked out of their meeting and the press got a hold of it, it looks like war is not what's really on the table right now. We can probably expect some harsh words from the pinholder in chief, and if Russia doesn't do what he wants, he'll probably use even harsher words. But there is nobody that I'm seeing happy to go to war over this. However, the economic part of this picture is probably just as bad, because that can be used to very quickly destabilize the dollar and force the global currency reset that we've been talking about. However, if this does go to more of a war footing, it's not going to be war as we're used to in the past. I know the general talked about this too. We believe Iran and North Korea have the weapons and the missiles that could deliver these EMP-type weapons from ships parked off the coast. Without a doubt, Russia and China have these systems. And if they funnel them through places like Iran and North Korea and use, and these don't even have to be large ships, because you look back in the 80s when I was on active duty, Russia had these mobile ICBM, which are the intercontinental missiles, mobile on train cars. So you don't need a real large space. You could probably use a fairly small fishing vessel with one container sitting on it with a missile that has maybe a 1,500-mile range that can just sit off the coast and launch for altitude. It doesn't take much. The technology is even old at this point. And it's devastating the effects on us.
John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And click on the news tab and you can follow along with us. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Okay, John, I'm on the news tab of thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Please tell us what's next.
Okay, before we do that, I want to mention I've revamped the events tab on the Financial State of the Union.
Yes.
So if you look at that, you can see what shows I've been on, and I link to the resources as well as to any replay link for that show. So if you have people you want to share this with, the events tab is a very nice, easy way to get them more to in the right place for both the resources and for the show.
Okay.
So we're going to continue on. We'll start at the top in the financial section. And the first link I've called Follow the CPI Lie. Follow, 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 follow the CPI lie. The consumer price index is what the government uses to measure inflation, particularly for things like doing pay raises for civilian and military, doing pay raises for Social Security, and they also use it in calculating what's known as real gross domestic product. And they have changed the way they've measured this. It used to be there was a fixed basket of goods, and this did a pretty good job of showing how that changed from month to month and year to year, because you're measuring the same things with the same currency. Well, doing that, you know, came up with a number that was higher than they wanted to do for doing pay raises and the like. So they came up with alternate methods. One of these is substitution. So it's like, okay, you used to buy filet mignon because you like it and you could afford it. Well, the price on that went up, so you dropped down and do a lower grade. That went up, you dropped down and do hamburger. that goes up. You drop down and do like ground turkey. And they get to basically lie about what the rate of inflation is. They also use what's called hedonics, which means that there's other changes in the product. One of the things they talk about here is with television. You know, when we were growing up, we had to walk all the way across the room just to change the channel. And now we've got, you know, a remote that does that. And we ended up having more devices that we needed more remotes for. So we end up getting eventually a universal remote to control those devices to play back our DVDs and do our cable and the like. So these benefits basically are also used to reduce the effect of inflation. So it's a pretty nice article on following that. And it also points out what I've been saying before is when you use a inflation measure, the CPI in this case, to calculate the increase in gross domestic product, and you're calling the inflation being low, that means that you're calling your GPI growth too high. So all these nice, wonderful times they said, we've got great GDP growth. You have to also look at the flip side. How much did they lie about what inflation was, which means that the GDP growth was not near as good. And then we've also have the other factor on top of that, the quantitative easing, where when you look at the amount of money that they pumped into the economy, if that just went bottom line GDP, you take it out, we've actually had negative growth in GDP.
Well, John, I know you believe that we've had negative growth in GDP. I believe it. You know, what in the heck are consumers buying? I had a really neat chat last night with John Dollarheit. And we were outside of Ziggy's. And he was talking about boats. When we come back, I'll mention what his thoughts were about boats. And it jives with what you're saying on air and off air, and what I'm saying on air and off air. We'll be right back. John Reagan.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan, I was talking with John Dollarhide of Dollar Value Computers last night outside of Ziggy's. And Dr. Wallach was on stage, and I stepped out for just a moment to talk with John Dollarhide. And he was telling me the story very briefly about boat sales. He knows someone who is in the boat business. And he was talking about, you know, what are sales like now? And the sales manager said to him, well, you know, the $15,000 boats, they stick around for a long time. They're very, very hard to sell. They don't sell. But the $250,000 to $300,000 boats, they are sold before the boats are delivered. So there seems to be no problem with the wealthy. They seem to be doing okay. A $300,000 boat, that's a lot of money. You know, there are a lot of people who would love to live in a $300,000 house. That'd be a mansion to many, right? So, John, doesn't that jive with what you've been saying? for months.
Yeah.
And months. And months.
And we're seeing the same thing happen with the auto industry. If it's a high-end luxury car, sales are just fine. If it's one of your, you know, cars for the people, sales are slow and inventories are running high.
All right. Well, let me address that. Before the meetup yesterday, I stopped off at the dealership for Mercedes. They're working on a vehicle that we have, and you know this darn thing is plagued. And what happened? I can't fix this one. All of a sudden, we're on our way to the meetup, and the vehicle started doing one of those low rider gyrations. Literally, I was stopped at a traffic light, and the front of it came up, the left side came up, the right side came up, and this thing was dancing. The hydraulics in this thing were going up, down, left, right. It was like we were in the rough seas. I'm not kidding. I really thought there was a massive earthquake for a second. Then I realized it's just us. And the four-way flashers are flashing. Can't shut them off. Can't reset the computer. Can't do anything. So that's at the dealership. And this is not my vehicle. This is a vehicle that a family member left at our house. So they let us use a Mercedes to get from the dealership in Springfield to the meetup. And this is a little C300. It was very, very kind of them to let us use this vehicle. The window sticker is $41,000. This is a small car. And I drove it over to the Audi dealership, and I wanted to see what their little SUV sold for. Now, they have a nice little SUV, but it's way smaller than one that we have on the farm. Way, way, way smaller. And it has a little V6 diesel engine in it. It's $54,000. And this is their smallest SUV. I mean, this is a very small SUV. Well, I asked the dealer, what is the difference between the list price and the final sales price? I didn't say, if I were to buy this, you know, what would I have to pay for it or how would we negotiate? I just asked him, what's the difference? And he told me virtually nothing. They're selling for list price. Isn't that amazing, John? I think it is. And this is a small SUV. I mean, it's really neat, but I certainly wouldn't want to use it as an SUV and get it all scratched up. So I think what's happening is the middle class is being eviscerated. Isn't that what you're saying, John?
Yeah, and that kind of gets in line with the next couple of articles. We've got cities where libs are running out of other people's money, and one of those cities is Chicago, which I've got another article that I entitled Chicago, Three Strikes Left. When you look at it, there's a number of cities having problems, but the three that's talked about, and this is a MSN article, mainstream media, three cities flirting with bankruptcy, New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And the third article under finance, Moody's downgrades Chicago's credit rating to the lowest of any major city except Detroit, and they are now only three notches above junk bond status.
John, those are three premier cities in the United States of America, New York, Chicago, and L.A. And did I hear you right? They are one notch above junk bond status?
Three notches.
Did I hear that right? Three notches.
Three notches.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, and what was the relationship to Detroit, which is bombed out? I mean, Detroit looks like, it looks like a city that was, I mean, one step above Dresden that we just bombed and bombed and bombed during World War II. I mean, Detroit is really rough looking. And you're saying that these three...
Yes, and Detroit's the only city in worse shape than Chicago, rating-wise.
Wow. Okay. You know, I'm speechless, John. I'm watching our country go down the drain by the second. And I have this mental image of, I got me an Obama phone. I've got this mental image of this guy playing basketball and going on vacation and jet setting around the world and spending money we don't have. It's criminal. What's next?
Okay, we'll move down to the employment section. And this is a short video. And just so you know, this isn't planned as far as I know. It's a concept video where Pizza Hut is showing how you could come into one of their restaurants and the entire tabletop is basically one big touch screen. And you sit there at the table and you, along with whoever's with you, design the pizza, including what ingredients do you want on which half and all of that. And then once you've ordered the pizza, then you get to sit there and play games and other things. I would not be surprised to see this happen, and this also kind of goes in line with what other restaurants are doing to eliminate or greatly reduce wait staff. We don't need jobs.
I'm watching the video, John. And we are touching the screen to decide. You know, there's this young man on one side of the booth and a young woman on the other, and they're deciding on the crust. They're deciding on the size of the pizza. And by the way, they didn't agree on the size of the pizza. And they've eliminated an entry-level job by doing this, right? We don't need the wait staff except to deliver the pizza, unless the tabletop lights up and says your pizza's ready, come and get it, and you go get it yourself. The decline of America through technology. And, you know, what happens? What happens if the network were to go down? There will be nobody there to serve these people, right?
If the network goes down, particularly in an EMP-type event, there's not going to be food to begin with.
No, I realize that, but I'm just talking about if let's say their network switch goes down, or, you know, the computer needs to be rebooted or it hangs. You know, let's say it's a Windows operating environment, and it hangs like everybody else's window operating environment computers do. I mean, do you remember that we lost military because our defense system was down many years ago because the Windows system was being rebooted? So during the booting process, Scud missiles came in and killed our men and women. You remember that story?
Yeah, and it's like when you go into one of these fast food places, if their cash register is down, they can't even make change for a dollar. Because the computer's not telling you what the change is.
Okay. So I'm not going to go to Pizza Hut. I've decided I'm going to boycott Pizza Hut, right? I just decided right now because they're eliminating jobs. And if we all eliminate jobs, there'll be no jobs for anybody. And that, Pizza Hut was kind of one.
We can all become artists and entertainers.
Mm-hmm. And it reminds me, you know, when I was in high school, John, I worked at a sub shop, you know, right after school. It was an honor, believe it or not, it was an honor to be selected to have a job making sub sandwiches after school in high school for $1.85 an hour. It was an honor. And, you know, not everybody had jobs. I mean, you could if you worked and you really wanted one. But now,
you were one of those rich guys. I worked at a Baskin Robbins for a dollar an hour.
Well, maybe it was $1.35, but it certainly wasn't much. It really wasn't. And Yeah, minimum wage. Minimum wage, making sub sandwiches. And I was delighted to be able to do that. And I learned. I mean, I learned a lot from, you know, how a sub shop works. Okay, John, so Pizza Hut's eliminating jobs. I mean, they're up there with everybody else, but I'm not going to Pizza Hut anymore. What's next?
We're going to talk about spy tech, and we've discussed how the government and corporations are in our business, but that's not all there is. And we'll get to that on the other side of the break.
Spy tech. Are we going to talk about tracking?
It's coming down to a personal level.
Oh, man. John Reagan, Vin Finella, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back. Spy technology tracking us even more. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? Last day. God, you're... Take my... When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. We're talking about spy technology. You know, this Malaysian Boeing 777 that's missing. I'm not buying the story. I'm not. We've got oil slicks off on the water off the southern seas of Vietnam. There was a fisherman who believes he saw the airplane fly over. A 777 doesn't go missing. We've got spy satellites. We've got all kinds of radar, all kinds of transponders. We've got black boxes. Come on, I'm not buying it. Something is really, really wrong with this story. John Reagan, by the way, I've got a crime syndicate meeting tonight. I am an elected representative of one of the two largest crime syndicates in the country, and we have a meeting tonight. So I'm going to find out. And why am I doing this? Because I want to know what's going on from the inside. I'm an elected Republican committee man, and Mrs. F. is an elected Republican committee woman. And so we go to these syndicate meetings. I'm not saying I support these guys. I'm just saying I'm going to the meetings. John Reagan, spying. What's going on?
Let me quickly go over, we've got five articles in Spy Tech and Control. Let me just describe what they are, and we'll discuss them up until the end of the show. The first one talks about a new device where you can track anyone you like for $10 a month. The device costs $69. Below that, repo firms are now engaging private citizens to help them out. Is basically install license plate cameras on your car, and if you get a hit which finds a vehicle, you can earn between $200 and $400 for each one of those. We've also got a coffee machine maker that's now redesigning their coffee machine so that you can no longer use cheap the refill cartridges in them. I've got an article that you had posted about the ICD-10 coming up in October that adds expense and almost criminalizes mistakes made in, just paperwork mistakes in the healthcare industry. It's like if you come in and you have a splinter on your ring finger and they put the code for the middle finger, that could end up being a nice big fine for people. And the last one under control talks about how Obamacare limits what you can pay for treatment and how that can affect what you can get in health care. So to rewind to the
beginning. Let's criminalize lying by politicians. Let's criminalize lying by politicians, okay?
Good luck on getting that passed.
Okay. Well, I've written 4 or 5 one-sentence bills for proposal. I guess I'll write that one. That's real simple. Okay. Please continue.
Well, we've got a small company in Texas called Track Cloud that this device, about the size of a deck of cards, costs $69 and then $10 a month in service fees. And some of the uses would probably be illegal, but one of the uses that you might consider good is, say you got a brand new teenage driver and you want to keep track of where they go and what they're doing. And you could just slip this into their car and you know where they are. And in fact, it can also tell you if they were speeding during any part of that time that they were out of your sight. However, if somebody else that you don't know of slips one of these in your car or your briefcase, they can track wherever you go, and you'd never know it.
You know, John, I've got a problem with that. You know, seriously, we've raised our children to be responsible, and I don't really want to track them. I really don't. I'm not interested in doing that. I'm interested in training them so that they don't have this threat of being tracked. It's outrageous. You know, parents need to do a better job raising their children. I mean, well, heck, why not track our spouses? You know? Actually, why not track our government representatives? I want to know where they are. Maybe there is a good use for this technology. So I'm going to this crime syndicate meeting tonight. John, thanks so much for being with us. Man, oh, man. I think it's good that I'm taking Kayani. Above all honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Get involved.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.